You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Good evening, lovely listeners. It is 8 p.m. and you are listening to The Pantheon on CFRC 101.9. I'm your host, Madeline, and here at The Pantheon, I craft weekly themes for your listening pleasure. This week's theme is Turn the Page, and it focuses on the great story songs throughout time. My dad has always been a connoisseur of the story song, and I have many memories of sitting at my breakfast bar, listening to my dad explain the story behind the song playing on the radio while he made me pancakes. In my opinion, story songs transcend music and become something entirely their own. They weave tales like magic and leave you grasping for more. I thought it would be fitting to start off today's show with a classic Canadian tale, The Wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot. The song chronicles the final voyage of the SS Edmund Fitzgerald freighter on Lake Superior. The ship succumbed to a tumultuous storm and sank in Lake Superior with the loss of all 29 crewmen. Lightfoot drew inspiration for the song from news reports following the ship's crash and spun it into a song known to Canadians across the country. Here is The Wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald.
Chippewa on down up the big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Thank you.
searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know. The gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors Cathedral. The church bell chimed and it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
Once again, that was The Wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot. Up next is another king of storytelling in his own right, Jim Croce, with his soul-crushing song, Operator. Despite his tragic death at the young age of 30, Croce always had a soulful and wise beyond his years sound to his voice. This track follows the protagonist, who goes to call his long-lost love, who ended up marrying his ex-best friend. It's a vulnerable and heartfelt song that reminds listeners that some loves never really leave us, but sometimes it's best to move on. We see the protagonist move on when he decides to not call his ex-lover, telling the operator to keep the dime instead of putting the call through. Here is Operator by Jim Croce.
Matchbook is old and faded.
Once again, that was Operator by Jim Croce. And that one never fails to make me a bit emotional. Up next is Famous Blue Raincoat by Leonard Cohen off his 1971 record, Songs of Love and Hate. This story song is formatted like a letter, written by the narrator and addressed to the man who stole his wife, Jane. The narrator refers to this man as my brother, my killer, insinuating that they may have been close friends before he swooped in and took the love of the narrator. It's a deeply poetic and dark song fitting to Leonard Cohen's discography. Here is Famous Blue Raincoat.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. Then you came home with old Lily Marlene, and you treated my woman to a flake of your life. When she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thief. Well, I see Jane's away. She sends her regard. And what can I tell you, my brother, my killer? What can I possibly say? I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here for Jane or for me, well, your enemy is sleeping. This woman is free, yes, and thanks for the trouble you took from me. her eyes, I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Sincerely, El Cohen.
Was Famous Blue Raincoats by Leonard Cohen. Up next is Lost Time by Lucy Dacus, off her most recent album, Forever is a Feeling. This song really pulls at your heartstrings, and it follows the narrator who realizes that the person they've been pining after returns their love, but they have already wasted so much time yearning for each other without knowing that it was requited. Here is Lost Time by Lucy Dacus.
The sky is gray, the trees are pink. It's almost spring and I can't wait and I can't think. The sidewalk's paved with petals like a wedding night. I wonder how long it would take to walk 800 miles. Say I did, I would. I'm not sorry, not certain, not perfect, not good. But I love you and every day that I knew and didn't say is lost time.
Forever, but
ago. It's nice to know you listen to. After all this time, I put your clothes on the dresser with your 60-day ship and your broken gold chain. Your unpaid parking ticket in the photo that you framed from the delivery kit to remember where you came. If you could forget, and your hand-me-down paper, blue girl on the dash, deep on the bumper, more than one crash. It's always an accident. It could always be worse. Scars heal. The memory hurts, and I trace them with my finger, touch them with my mouth, and the lines around your eyes furrowing your brow. If this is the language I'm fluent by now, you can tell me the whole story without saying. A crime, a waste of space, lost time. Cynical boy, forehead of hair, smile rich.
There's only so much I can do. There's only
we come to are of no use. I'm out of my depths and you're reaching through, but who knew a dozen happy accidents could paint something so blue? Don't make me say it, don't make me say it. Talk to you. This need I have to talk to you.
Was Shore by Madison Cunningham from her new record Ace. Cunningham has only recently come onto my radar because of a song she collaborated with Fleet Foxes on, who happened to be a favorite band of mine. Her smooth and emotional voice captured my attention, and I've really enjoyed making my way through her music. Up next, I'll be playing a Joni Mitchell superset. The first of the two is Amelia from her 1976 album, Hajira. This song is an ode to Amelia Earhart and follows an aviator who sees themselves reflected in the myth of Earhart. However, the narrator is left with unsolved questions over Amelia's fate. The lyrics, "It was just a false alarm," are a reminder that the fate of her hero is still an enigma, and probably always will be. The narrator wants to believe that Amelia could have still been alive, piloting one of the six planes mentioned at the beginning of the song. This track is deeply reflective and heartbreaking, with Mitchell's ascending vocals and guitar reminding me of an airplane lifting off, only furthering my immersion into the song. Here is Amelia.
It was just a false alarm. The drone of flying engines is a song so wild and blue. It scrambles time and seasons if it gets through to you. a false alarm.
Was Amelia by Joni Mitchell. The second song of this superset is Little Green, and this one is especially vulnerable, as it is about the daughter that Mitchell gave up for adoption in 1965 while she was still a struggling artist. The song gives instructions for raising her child, seemingly for the anonymous parents who adopted her daughter. Lyrics like "Call Her Green" and "The Winters Cannot Fade Her" should really be considered emotional damage, and I'll have to admit that I can only listen to this song so many times for the sake of my mental stability. I have so much respect for Mitchell and every woman who gives up their child for a better life. It's not an easy choice to make by a long shot, but sometimes it's the right one. Here is Little Green.
Cannot fade her, call her green for the children who've made her little green. Be a gypsy dancer. He went to California. Hearing that everything's warmer. Her eyes are blue. He sends you a poem, and she's lost to you. Little green, he's a nonconformer. Just a little green, like the color when the spring is born. There'll be crocuses to bring to school tomorrow. A little green, like the nights when the northern lights perform. There'll be icicles and birthday clothes, and sometimes there'll be sorrow. Child with a child pretend. Sending home, so you sign all the papers in the family name. You're sad and you're sorry, but you're not ashamed. A little green, have a happy ending. Just a little green, like the color when the spring is born. There'll be crocuses to bring to school tomorrow. Just a little green, like the nights when the northern lights perform. There'll be icicles and birthday clothes, and sometimes there'll be so.
Was Little Green by Joni Mitchell. Next is another song about parent and child, but this time it features a father and son. Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin is a story song staple, and it follows the evolution of the relationship between a father and son. When the boy is young, all he wants is the attention and love from his father, who never seems to have time for him, busy with work. This motivates the son to become exactly like his father, a hard-working man. But what happens when the boy grows up? Take a listen and find out.
My child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. And he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today. I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. Said, I'm gonna be like him. Yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, the little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. Since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time then.
Was Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin. And now for our final song of the night. It's the moment you've all unknowingly been waiting for, because I'm about to play the wonderful 8.5 minute masterpiece that is American Pie. This song is riddled with musical and pop culture references, including but not limited to the Manson family and Bob Dylan's devastating motorcycle crash of 1966. The song repeats the lyrics, "The day the music died," in reference to the 1959 plane crash that killed Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper. At its heart, the song is McLean's nostalgic longing to return to the simpler times of the 50s when he was a child and to escape the culturally complex and tumultuous times of the 60s and 70s. Here is American Pie.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver, bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing by Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I died. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. The halftime
clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night, to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this will be the day that I die, this will be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing bye-bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die, this'll be the day that I die. Singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Once again, that was American Pie by Don McLean. That's been one of my favorite songs since, I mean, at least grade 5, and though I know many are sick of it always playing on the radio, I hope that through my explanation of it that maybe I've refreshed some of the beauty of it for you. Unfortunately, we've now reached the end of this week's episode of The Pantheon, Turn the Page. I'm your host, Madeline, and I'm here every Thursday at 8 p.m. with a fresh theme for you. So tune in, and I'll see you next week for our Christmas special. See you then.
On CFRC 101.9 FM, every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., you'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephone interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
No static. No static. No static. No static. Mondays. 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 Mondays, 6 to 8. 6 to 8. 6 to 8. 6 to 8 p.m. 6 to 8 p.m. Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. CFRC 101.9. CFRC.ca. No static. Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. CFRC 101.9. CFRC.ca. CFRC's most varied variety show. CFRC's most varied variety show. CFRC's most varied. CFRC 101.9. CFRC.ca. No static. Mondays. 6 to 8. p.m.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. You can apply by visiting CFRC.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This free opportunity is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Local lives here at CFRC 101.9 FM. Local voices power our radio station every single day, and you too can power up our programming by making song requests via CFRC.ca and clicking the request button or messaging us via Instagram at CFRC Music. Tell us your song requests and favorite shows you want to hear them on. We'll also play song requests on our pop-up CFRC on-demand programs while shouting you out and reading off any dedications on your behalf. Click the request button today on CFRC.ca.
When I was a child, Timonides, I had a secret fear that night would come and would never end.